Good morning to Ethan Lawrence. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm very well. Got a head full of cold, but I'll be all right.
Everyone's got it.
Oh, yeah, it's going around.
I was reading an article just now, just because I had nothing better to do whilst the songs were playing, about some cold remedies.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm willing to listen.
Are you interested in sage tea?
Sage tea? So what's that, just tea with some herbs in it?
What? Yeah, I don't know, some fancy herbal tea. Garlic, apparently. Garlic. I've read this a lot, actually. When I had it bad over winter, I was looking up remedies.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people that, if I find a spot, NHS website...
Yep, straight on.
I'm dead! I am dead.
Inspector Google.
I've got a red mark on my skin. I'm dead.
Obviously.
I'm one of those people.
Clearly. I mean, you know, it's, well, you've got a red mark on your skin. It's obviously cancer.
Yeah, you know, that's it though, isn't it? It's like, oh, I'm gone. Say goodbye to everybody.
Put your will in order.
Eating marshmallows?
Marshmallows.
I'll try that.
I don't mind doing that. I'll give that a go.
Zinc?
Zinc. Or just the metal. Just eating
Eat metal.
The metal. I can't help but feel that would... cause more problems than it would solve.
Oh, okay. Hang on, one's just come up that I can't say at this time of the morning. So there you go. There's some cold remedies for you.
Oh, cheers, thanks. I'll try all of them.
New feature on the show, Dr. Joe. People ring with their problems. I type them in on the NHS website and we deal with them.
Yes, easy. Garlic, zinc.
People probably know you best for bad education, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're from Essex, which is the main thing. Where are you from?
I'm from Maldon. So down that way, out in the sticks. Essex proper, you know, all country.
Proper Essex, yeah.
Yeah. With all rivers and seagulls.
And you also went to Royal Holloway, didn't you?
I did. That was my alma mater, as it were.
So that must have been a pretty good experience, I imagine, studying.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Yeah. University was great fun. I had a fantastic time there and walked away with a degree, which is excellent.
Yeah, so I think my mate wants to get into acting. He's at that sort of that stage of, like, he's doing a foundation year at the moment, but he's at the stage of applying for stuff.
And yeah.
I know from when he applied last year, it's tough to get into these places because the amount of auditions he had to do. So just to get in, let alone get to the end of it with a degree, it's a tough experience.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if for drama schools, definitely. But Royal Holloway is sort of like a straight university. So, like, you know, I did all the theoretical stuff. I did apply for drama schools, didn't get anywhere. it's just the way of the world, really.
Yeah.
I was just very lucky.
I love how you can. I was just lucky.
Well, I can't lie to you, Joe.
How did it come about? You're obviously at Royal Holloway. How does it come about then ended up on bad education?
Well, it's kind of weird because I was in my first year and sort of, you know, dossing around thinking to myself, well, better start building the future. And at the time, I wasn't represented by an agent, but I was on a casting website called Spotlight. Other casting websites are available.
Are they as good?
They're all equally as good. Especially Casting Corporate. I'm covering myself.
Mention them all.
But, I was up on there, and I was basically headhunted and scouted along and asked to come up for an audition because they were 2 weeks away from filming and didn't have a Joe. And so up I went, recall, and then suddenly 2 weeks later I'm working on a professional television set thinking to myself, what happened? What?
So it wasn't like you going to companies trying to get auditions. They came to you first.
Well, yeah. I mean, the idea was I was going to sort of get my degree and then try and sort of go out into the world. But as it happens, didn't need to wait that long. it's one of those... one of those stories that you hear about that just don't happen, you know?
Yeah, because it's a pretty good gig to get, because I know a lot of people, even doing stuff like this or stuff like telly, you sometimes have to do rubbish stuff to get better stuff, just to get through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's foot in the door stuff, but, you know, I come in straight in as sort of like a central character in a BBC Three comedy.
Yeah,
which again, like, doesn't happen.
Yeah, and it's gone on to be like one of their most successful shows they've done on the channel.
Oh, for sure, yeah. It did really well. Especially heading into the third series, it really exploded. It was great.
Are you pretty gutted it's over, though? Because it's ended now.
Well, it's hard to say, because, you know, as much as you enjoy doing it, you know when things have to end, you know what I mean? It's, because I'd much rather end on a high after series three than be sort of, like, hating it at series six.
You know, yeah, I see what you mean.
They've run out of ideas, the idea bucket's empty, and we're just all there trying to, like, improvise an episode out of something.
Did it ever get to a point, like, a bit in between us, that you're a lot older than your characters? So, in that sense, it can only go on so long until it's like, yeah, it's definitely not school age.
Well, yeah. You know, there is that issue. And, you know, most, if not all, well, I say most, if not all, some of the people in the cast, myself included, were in their early 20s. When we were playing, like, you know, kids. So, yeah, there is a time limit, obviously. But I've been blessed with a baby face, so I can keep on playing teenagers long into my 60s.
I love the idea of you just being 60 going, what characters do you play? Teenagers all my life.
All the way. All the way. Haven't stopped.
I'm a diverse actor.
Yeah.
Just play school kids.
It's just, yeah, it works for me.
If it gets the money, who cares?
Oh, yeah. That's the way. You just think of the check at the end.
Ollie Murs, in case you didn't know, on the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, still joined live in the studio by Bad Education star Ethan Lawrence.
Yo.
And you've not just done Bad Education. I wanted to chat about something else you've done.
Yes.
I've lost my bit of paper. I had a lovely question planned. I've lost my bit of paper. You were in a drama for Sky, though.
Yes.
And what I liked about this drama was the storyline involved you falling in love with your driving instructor.
Yes, yes, it did.
Were you quite relieved that the role of the driving instructor was not your traditional, let's go and learn to drive, a bald, middle-aged geezer?
Yes, I was pleased about that. Although, as a consummate professional, if that was the case, I'd have to suck it up.
And if you're falling in love, quite literally. So, as Ethan was a star playing Joe in Bad Education, what I thought would be good is we know what you were like at school in terms of the character of Joe.
Yes.
But we don't know what Ethan Lawrence was like at school in terms of you being you.
I could give you a clue. I was a massive nerd.
Oh, were you?
Yes. I'm a shy little nerd who just found a solace in drama. You know how it is. I kept my head down.
So, it was always drama, though?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'd started doing it sort of when I joined secondary school, and just I caught the bug, as it were, treading the boards.
So we've got some reports here. I asked you to bring in snippets of some school reports because I thought it'd be interesting to see what teachers made of you.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find any from my high school days, unfortunately, but I was able to give you my time at Tolson Darcy C of E Primary School.
Shout out to them.
go them.
Something I've noticed, though, and I don't remember this from my school reports, I don't know if this was a thing generally, on the back, it's got something called staff codes, where each teacher looks like their initials as what they call a staff code. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like, the way our timetable was organised, you'd have your room and your subject, and then you'd have the staff code, which is basically their first name and then the first two letters of their surname. And it just makes things easier, you know, the way they go about it. That was from my A-level results, which I also brought in just in case.
They're not bad. They're pretty good.
Thank you very much.
They're impressive results. Should we take some snippets?
Let's go.
Should we go for art and design first?
Okay, I have not looked at these, so...
Okay. Ethan has improved his skills when working with a range of mediums.
Yeah.
Primary school. You've got to read this guy, mediums.
Yeah, I got a range of mediums in primary school.
He has enjoyed the work on the Impressionists. He has tried very hard to draw portraits accurately. It's pretty good.
I can't draw. So when they say tried very hard, they mean failed to draw a portrait accurately.
Should we go for music here?
Go on.
Ethan has enjoyed music and is always an enthusiastic contributor. He has improved his understanding of rhythm and tempo and has experimented with informal ways of recording compositions.
Yeah, check me out.
Yeah.
I was a real go-getter back in the day.
You're flying, man.
Oh, yeah.
These are the most sort of fancy primary school reports I've ever read, I think.
Really?
No, just the way teachers, they always say, oh, as a pupil, you should read your reports.
Yeah.
I love the idea of how old would you have been?
I think there might be a year on the top, but I wouldn't say, you know, probably anywhere between 5 and 11.
Yeah, so if you were a 5-year-old and you're going, you're reading recording compositions.
Yeah.
Like, what's that?
I don't remember doing that.
Should we do physical education?
Oh, God.
It's not that bad. Ethan thoroughly enjoys PE and has improved skills in gymnastics. His hand-eye coordination has improved and he is becoming more accurate when aiming at a target. He plays well in team sports.
I'm a team person.
Team player.
I don't know how they managed to work out that I enjoyed PE. I didn't.
You obviously... It's the acting.
That's what
you
it was.
You could give a good impression.
Even from that early age, I was demonstrating amazing acting talents. Enough to convince a teacher, at least.
We'll do one more. Do you want English, maths or science?
Go for maths. I was never any good at it.
Ethan is very capable mathematician,
right.
Even though he claims not to like the subject greatly. You made it clear you didn't like it. He has a good grasp of the four rules of number and is able to calculate single-step problems. He needs practice where a question requires two or more operations to be applied.
that practice never came. Like, I went into secondary school and just continued to on the same level of primary school maths.
Do you think that was just laziness? You do the first step and think, can't be bothered, not doing more than one step.
It really wasn't. I really tried. I really did. I wanted to be a good mathematician. I just wasn't.
He is able to use a variety of strategies to calculate answers, but he must ensure he checks his answers carefully to eliminate unnecessary errors.
There's a consistent theme throughout all of these, I feel, which will be he needs to check stuff more thoroughly. I was still being told that long into my university career.
I think every teacher's like that, though, going, check. When you finish an exam early and you're sitting there like going, yeah, done. And they go, you're not done, you need to check it. Yeah, but I have checked it. Check it again.
Well, you know, there's nothing else to do. I mean, you know, we can do, get a Game Boy out.
Exactly. It's a traditional school thing. More from Ethan on the way next. We're going to talk about the Friday Download movie.
Okay.
Because you're in that very shortly. And I was thinking, if you don't mind, we might do some acting.
That's fine. That's fine. Have you got a script or something?
Well, I've got lyrics that we're going to turn into a monologue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ethan Lawrence is still here. Yo.
Yo.
Do you want to just mention what your friend texted you?
Yeah, literally all I got was just speech mark, yo, speech marks, and then three crying, laughy faces from my friend Charlotte. And it was nuts. I was like, oh, yeah, I realised. It's not the 90s anymore.
No, yo's not on anymore.
No. Not in 2015.
Move on. Something you're also in, obviously, you don't just do Bad Education, you're in the new Friday Download movie.
Yes.
Which I'm interested about, because I've seen the show.
Yeah.
Because my cousins and stuff are fans, so I've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't watch it on my own.
Of course not.
I've never seen it on TV on my own.
Why would you? You're a grown man.
Exactly. I've never watched that. So, the telly show, people will watch that and probably think, how does that become a movie? So, what is the movie about?
Essentially, I'm not sure how much I can say, but I think some stuff has been leaked anyway, so it's all right. But essentially, it's like a sort of like a Scooby-Doo style murder mystery, but starring the presenters as opposed to Shaggy and Velma.
But a lot of them do acting anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, people like Richard Whisker and Shannon Flynn. Like, you know, they've been Waterloo Road, Danny's Castle, sort of stuff like that. All of them are associated with CBBC in some way, and obviously also on the. On the cast was Tiger Drew Honey and Louisa Connolly Burnham, who were like, you know,
his parents are the ones who are
yes
just checking that's the right one.
Yes,
still a good story,
not one that we can tell.
No,
but yeah, that's essentially what it is. And I was parachuted in to do some funnies down there, because that's my job.
Is it always comedy acting then?
It's by and large, yeah. I mean, yeah. When you're starting out, especially, you need to carve your niche, as it were. And there's comedy for me mainly, because I'm quite good at being funny, I guess.
Something we're going to do in a minute is I don't know if you've heard this song. This is an awful song we're playing at the moment,
right?
By Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull. It's called "Let Me Be Your Lover."
Right.
Now, I was thinking, you're an actor.
I am.
I did A-level theatre studies.
There you go.
There's my credentials. The lyrics for this are awful. So I was thinking, how can we improve them? Let's make good a bad situation.
Right.
So this is a clip of the song, in case you haven't heard it.
Okay. You let me be
your lover. It's obviously bad. Come on, girl, get loose.
Nice.
An actual lyric. So, I was thinking,
you're allowed to play this on Breakfast Radio.
It's on the playlist, mate.
Okay.
I'm being forced to play it.
Okay. I'm just making sure I don't say something terrible.
Oh, no, it's fine. So, I've got some of the lyrics.
Right.
And I was thinking, the lyrics are not great. It's Pitbull. So, I was thinking, maybe if instead of a song, we turn the lyrics into an acting monologue.
Right.
Maybe the lyrics would be seen in a different light.
Perhaps if it was lent some gravitas.
Exactly, by an acting professional like yourself, Ethan. Maybe you can turn around this Pitbull song.
Maybe I could save it. Maybe.
So we're going to play some Paolo Nutini, and then after that we are going to see if we can transform Pitbull into something credible. This is the song we are talking about. Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull, "Let Me Be Your Lover." Been playing this a lot on the show recently. Like everyone, I hate it. So I was thinking, I've looked at the lyrics and obviously they're quite weird. It's Pitbull. So I was thinking maybe if we act the lyrics, maybe we can make something good out of this.
We can save this. We can save this song.
So what sort of role, I know you've only had a brief look at the words now, what sort of role is coming to mind to act these lyrics?
Well, actually, reading it, it's clearly very, very dramatic. He's thinking of, you know, it's about unrequited love.
It's a romance.
In many ways. You know, he's oh, I'm not going to spoil the lyrics now by reading them, but, like, yeah, I think I can lend some real dramatic air to this. I think we can really give this script something.
So here it is. I'll let you go first. This is Ethan Lawrence from one of the most successful BBC Three shows of all time. He's taken a career high, and now he's reading Pitbull lyrics. This is Ethan Lawrence's version of Let Me Be Your Lover.
Spent my whole life waiting for a girl like you. Baby, tell me what I gotta do. We can leave this party back to my room. You could show me a thing or two. If you let me be your lover, I'd do anything for you. I could rock you like no other. Oh, come on, girl, get loose. Baby, shake that body now. Turn around. Slow motion for me now. Oh, yeah. Girl, you got me. I'm going down. Yeah. Because I've been spending all my money on these pretty girls and alcohol. But, honey, they ain't got a thing on you. You shoot me once, you shoot me twice. Now take me to paradise. Yeah, there's just one thing left to do.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh.
And it's good as well. With the cold, I've got the husk.
The husk. The James Morrison husk.
Very important for dramatic roles.
That was rather emotional.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a good actor.
It's my job. I think what role I'm going to take is, I'm going to take on the role that I was saying to you. I imagine Pitbull is an East End geezer.
Right.
Because he looks an East End geezer before you hear him speak.
So you're going to go Cockney Wide Boy then?
I'm going to go, oi, oi, oi.
Right, here we go, I'm looking forward to this.
I'm going to be like, imagine like I'm on the pool, I'm out like, oi, let me find my lover.
Hey, I'm not going to imagine that, make me imagine it.
Okay, here you go.
Show me that A-level wasn't wasted.
I feel like I'm at drama school. White love, spent my whole life waiting for a girl like you. Baby, tell me what I've got to do. We can leave this party back to my room, oi, oi. You could show me a thing or two. If you let me be your lover, I'll do anything for you. I could rock you like no other. Oh, come on, girl, get right loose. Baby, shake that body. Now turn around. Slow motion for me now. Oh, yeah. Girl, you got me going, I'm going down. You know what I'm talking about, you naughty treacle. Because I've been spending all my money on these pretty girls and alcohol. But, honey, they ain't got a thing on you. You shoot me once, you shoot me twice. Now take me to your paradise. You know there's just one thing left to do.
Good. You can't see it, obviously, over the radio, but your East End accent, you talk out the side of your mouth. It's fully... Like, you really got into that. I can see there was much acting going on. I wish you could see what was happening.
Out of all the things you've done, you've appeared in Sky comedies, BBC Three's Bad Education, you've appeared in successful dramas, you're in the new Friday Download film. Where would that rate in your career so far?
I'm actually going to call it a career high.
Career high, I thought so.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I did not think to myself, I think that's probably some of the best acting I've ever done.
That's where Royal Holloway gets you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apply now.
Apply now.
Study drama.
It's the 7th best drama thing in the whole UK, apparently.
It will go up now.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be skyrocketing.
100%. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No problem. Anytime.